Hi, friends. I am Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. Well, let's read what happened right after the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. And the book of Acts picks up right where the Gospels end and takes us into the birth of the church and the continued ministry of the disciples and the conversion in the first years of Paul's ministry as well. This is the book that answers the question, so then what happened and what do we do now? So here's how this works. I'm going to read one chapter to you each day. You can listen or watch on YouTube or read along in your own Bible. And then I'll maybe reflect a little bit on what we're reading and then I'll pray and that's it. So today is day 11, and I'll be reading Acts chapter 11 in the New Living Translation. Acts 11. Soon the news reached the apostles and other believers in Judea that the Gentiles had received the word of God. But when Peter arrived back in Jerusalem, the Jewish believers criticized him. "You entered the home of Gentiles and even ate with them," they said. Then Peter told them exactly what had happened. "I was in the town of Joppa," he said, "and while I was praying, I went into a trance and saw a vision. Something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners from the sky, and it came right down to me. When I looked inside the sheet, I saw all sorts of tame and wild animals, reptiles, and birds. And I heard a voice say, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat them.' 'No, Lord,' I replied, 'I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure or unclean.' But the voice from heaven spoke again, 'Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean.' This happened three times before the sheet and all it contained was pulled back up to heaven. Just then, three men who had been sent from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were staying. The Holy Spirit told me to go with them and not to worry that they were Gentiles. These six brothers here accompanied me, and we soon entered the home of the man who had sent for us. He told us how an angel had appeared to him in his home and had told him, 'Send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He will tell you how you and everyone in your household can be saved.' As I began to speak," Peter continued, "the Holy Spirit fell on them just as he fell on us at the beginning. Then I thought of the Lord's words when he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' And since God gave these Gentiles the same gift he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to stand in God's way?" When the others heard this, they stopped objecting and began praising God. They said, "We can see that God has also given the Gentiles the privilege of repenting of their sins and receiving eternal life." Meanwhile, the believers who had been scattered during the persecution after Stephen's death traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch of Syria. They preached the word of God, but only to Jews. However, some of the believers who went to Antioch from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles about the Lord Jesus. The power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord. When the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessing, he was filled with joy, and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith. And many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went on to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him back to Antioch. Both of them stayed there with the church for a full year, teaching large crowds of people. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. During this time, some prophets traveled from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up in one of the meetings and predicted by the Spirit that a great famine was coming upon the entire Roman world. This was fulfilled during the reign of Claudius. So the believers in Antioch decided to send relief to the brothers and sisters in Judea, everyone giving as much as they could. This they did, entrusting their gifts to Barnabas and Saul to take to the elders of the church in Jerusalem. That is Acts chapter 11 in the NLT. I love this because the first half is literally Peter recapping what we just read yesterday in Acts chapter 10. But I love the line. This is verse 18. "We can see that God has also given the Gentiles the privilege of repenting of their sins and receiving eternal life." It is a privilege to get to repent and turn back to God and to receive eternal life. And so if that is new for you, it is a privilege. It is a privilege. So we can do that. You can just tell God that you repent of your sins. If you can think of them directly, you can speak of them directly and say that you want your heart to turn back to him. and to receive eternal life because Jesus died for us and rose again. And that is how that is possible. And so it is amazing. I mean, just hearing Peter even retell the story of going like, well, if Jesus did this exact same thing for us, then who am I to stand in God's way if he's going to do it for the Gentiles as well? And so that is how we are part of the family of God today. So my encouragement to you is if you repent of your sins for the first time and turn to Jesus for the first time today, tell us, let us know. We are very easy to find. You can email, you can DM us, you can respond on any part of social media and let us know. We would love to talk to you more about that decision. So let's pray together. Jesus, we know that there are some friends listening who it is new to recognize the privilege of repenting of our sins. So we just ask you to turn all of our hearts to you, that we would all receive eternal life because of your life, death, and resurrection. And all we have to do to be saved is believe that you died and rose again. And so we do. We believe that, God. We believe that that is who you are, and that is what you did. And we consider it a privilege to repent and to turn from our sins. And so we do that today. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.